Hey, what's going on? You're listening to a bonus episode of the Super Mercado Brothers video game music podcast. It's Carl here, and I'm very excited because I just released a brand new album, Sonic-esque Flash Field. And today I'm going to be sharing that album with all of you. I'm super excited for this. If any of you don't know, I have released a series of Sonic-inspired albums called Sonic-esque. I have in the past released four of those albums, and it's actually been about 7.5 years since the fourth installment, and I've gotten a lot of requests since then to do a fifth album, and for various reasons I was dragging my heels on it until I came up with a really interesting idea and twist, which I incorporated in this album. And now that it's released, if you're listening to this as soon as it goes up, it came out yesterday, so I'm really happy to finally be able to unveil this secret. So what happens in this album, it starts out in the style of the Sega Genesis games, and so it is FM synth. And at track 8, what happens near the beginning of that track is, conceptually, if you were playing the game, you're transported to a new dimension, which I'm calling the Flash Dimension. That's the reason why this album is called Sonic-esque Flash Field. So what happens at that moment, and you'll hear this when you listen to the album, is all of a sudden the sound switches from the Genesis sounds into fully modern. And at that moment, musically, it also switches from more of a Genesis inspiration to something akin to the Sonic Adventure games, and particularly Jun Senoue's music. And so it features guitars and bass and drums. And that was my idea with this album, is what if I, halfway through the album, completely switched up the style to now be more indicative of other Sonic games in the series? And I kept that going. And so after that track, you'll hear it only stays in the Sonic Adventure realm for one track, and then it immediately switches to something else. There's tracks that are inspired by Sonic Colors, tracks inspired by Sonic Unleashed, even some of the Richard Jakes Saturn music, like the 3D Blast or Sonic R. A lot of different inspirations from the entire series. And so that was the idea. And then what happens later on in the album, after you're in the Flash Dimension for a while, then you enter what I am calling the Hybrid Dimension. And that was another thing that really excited me, is at this point, it's now a mix of Genesis instruments and real instruments. And so it features, at that point in the album, real drums, real guitar, mixed with FM stuff. And so I just thought that was a really exciting new sound and a way to tie everything together. Eventually after that, we go back into the regular classic dimension to end the album fully in Genesis. So that was the idea. That was the twist on this album. I was hoping that this album would have something for everyone. If you're a fan of the Genesis Sonic scores, you're still going to be very pleased, hopefully, with this. If you're a fan of some of the other Sonic scores, you might be really tickled by this and enjoy this. So that was my goal. I'm very proud of this album. It took me about 3 months to make it. On all of the modern tracks, the Flash Dimension or the Hybrid Dimension tracks, I performed all the real instruments myself. On track 11, I was fortunate enough to get my good friend Becca Michelson to record flute, and so look forward to that as well. If you enjoy it, you should definitely head on over to carlbmusic.bandcamp.com and pick it up. Thanks a lot for checking it out. I hope you enjoy Sonic-esque Flash Field.
Thank you.